That was one of the chants that could be heard this past Saturday when around 75 people took to Glasgow's public square in support of a woman's right to choose. With Texas passing a law that for all practical purposes makes abortion illegal, many fear the Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, Roe v. Wade was decided in late January of 1973 when the Supreme Court issued a 7-2 decision in favor of Norma McCorvey, also known as Jane Roe, that held that women in the U.S. have a fundamental right to choose whether or not to have an abortion without excessive government restriction. Now, this decision came after Texas had passed a law banning abortions, which this overturned. Now, the court held the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution provides a fundamental right to privacy that protects a woman's liberty to choose. Now, this decision could be in jeopardy again, as Texas has passed a law nearly outlawing all abortions, and this is expected to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court in the future. Now, many hope that the conservative bend on the court could be enough to overturn Roe v. Wade. Sonia Hamrick was there on Saturday, and she spoke to the crowd and said that rural women are among those that will have to live by the decisions made by folks in D.C. and in Frankfurt.
You cannot be pro-life and pro-death penalty. You cannot be pro-life and give a living wage. You cannot be pro-life and against rural women.
Now, while the majority of the Supreme Court may be against abortion, a Reuters Ipsos poll found that 55% of Americans said it should be legal in most or all cases. 73% of those in the poll felt abortion clinics should remain open, and 80% felt the Supreme Court should maintain a legal right to abortion. Now, Gallup's polls show that 48% of Americans are pro-choice, while 46% are pro-life, and 6% had no opinion either way. A Pew Research poll showed that 59% of Americans felt abortion should be legal, with only 39% saying they should be illegal. Now, many of those opposed point to religious beliefs as their basis, but according to Reverend Diane Snowa, life actually begins with breath.
The breath of God, Ruach, is breathed into the creation, and life begins. And this understanding allows many people of faith to support the woman's right to terminate a pregnancy and society's responsibility to enshrine this decision as safe and legal.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, nearly 1 in 4 women in the U.S. will have an abortion by the age of 45. Most have at least one child, most live in poverty, and 78% of them have a religious affiliation. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.